I'm Jason Brown with Laughing Prayer Productions and Sierra Wave Media. Here's today's news. Well, the transmitter up on Mazurka Peak for KSRW-FM gave up the ghost last week, leaving us momentarily grounded. Mountain weather, stubborn electronics, and a little old-fashioned entropy teamed up to knock us off the air throughout the Owens Valley. We had that thing we call the local exciter for temporary coverage, but yesterday the static and crackling came to an end. The signal is humming again, and your favorite classic rock is rolling back across the valley where it belongs. Your patience carried us through the static. The calls, messages, and emails reminded us that this little station means something to the folks who tune in. Thanks for sticking with us while we wrestled the gear back to life. Actually, we just bought new gear. The music is back, and so are we, louder, clearer, and glad to be home on the airwaves. Special thanks to Aaron Schott for getting me up and down the mountain so quickly. Well, if you see smoke down towards the landfill, well, that's because the Bishop Country Club is doing a controlled burn. It'll be taking place all this week. Don't panic. Inyo National Forest will be conducting pile burning starting today in Red's Meadow Valley. The area has received snow, making ideal conditions to safely burn the piles that are part of a project to reduce hazardous fuels adjacent to the Mammoth Lakes community. For more information on this, head on over to our website, sierrawave.net, or you can also find it on Sierra Wave Media. Just to point out, though, crews will also be burning five piles in June Lake today. The piles are located near the bottom of the June Mountain Chair 1 ski lift. There is some snow surrounding the piles, but fire crews will be putting in hose line around those piles to ensure the burn safely. The project should be completed by the end of the day. Smoke will be visible from Highway 158 and from the community of June Lake. Like I said, go to sierrawave.net for the complete article on pile burning in Red's Meadow Valley and June Lake. Operation Santa's heading to your neighborhood near you. That's right, save the date for Wednesday, December 17th, starting at 5:30 p.m. Santa will be escorted through the Bishop area by the Bishop Police Department, Inyo County Sheriff's Department, and the Bishop Fire Department. A map on sierrawave.net shows the route Santa will be taking during his visit. Santa's not visiting your neighborhood this season. Don't worry. We identified several viewing spots along the route for the public to stop, wave hello to Santa as he makes his way through the community and back to the North Pole. Viewing points are Main Street at Sierra Street, North Fowler Street at West Pine Street, and Meadow Lane at West Line Street. For people with special needs, the viewing location on North Fowler and West Pine Street, BUHS parking lot, will have emergency vehicles with no sirens. Well, Northern Inyo Healthcare District has appointed Margaret, or other known as Maggie Egan, to the Northern Inyo Healthcare District Board of Directors, filling the Zone 1 vacancy. A longtime Eastern Sierra resident, Egan brings decades of healthcare, emergency medical, and administrative experience to the role. A Bishop resident for 27 years, Egan previously lived and worked in Mammoth Lakes for 6 years before relocating to Bishop. She served NIHD from 1999 to 2014 in roles including admissions, radiology, administrative assistant, and medical staff coordinator. In that position, she oversaw credentialing and privileging process, supported peer review activities, and helped ensure regulatory compliance. She also volunteered with both the Northern Inyo Hospital Auxiliary and Northern Inyo Hospital Foundation, including several years as foundation president, and was occasionally asked by the late former CEO John Helfen to serve as an employee advocate. Before moving to California, she spent nearly four decades as a paramedic and continued EMT and CPR instruction after relocating to the Eastern Sierra. Her career also included work in ski patrol, avalanche operations, and patient care training. Egan said her interest in serving comes from a lifelong connection to healthcare that began when she was 12 years old. I took my first aid class so I could be a lifeguard at the Navy base in Yokosuka, Japan. I never imagined it would lead to decades as a paramedic and so many years at NIHD. She said, "The Eastern Sierra is my home, and I believe in doing whatever I can to support the health and well-being of this community." She added that joining the board is a new experience and one she approaches with openness. "I've worked in healthcare most of my life, but serving on a hospital district board is new to me," she said. "I'm looking forward to learning, and I welcome any guidance. This team has a lot of experience, and I'm grateful for the support." NIHD CEO Christian Wallace said Egan's background will serve the district well. "Maggie understands NIHD from the inside out. Her experience, her compassion, and her deep ties to Bishop and the surrounding communities position her well to represent residents and help guide the district's future." Egan will serve the remainder of the current term for Zone 1. A full election cycle will follow in accordance with state law and district policy. Don't forget, our Broncos will be playing Southgate High School this Saturday, December 6th at 6 p.m. Tickets are on sale at gofan.co. General admission is $12. And then children, students, and seniors 65 plus, $8. Let's go, Broncos! Well, there's more news online at sierrawave.net. There's a new article from the CHP putting safety first. California awards $140 million in road safety projects. What you basically need to know is the California Office of Traffic Safety awarded more than $140 million to nearly 500 local projects to increase roadway safety and save lives. That article is out there for you to read, as well as one from Kevin Kiley on bipartisan bill emerges as the only ACA tax credit fix that saves taxpayers money. We also have our own local Tyler Beadle with his police academy. It's a special issue. It's touring Inyo County's justice buildings and their history. Well, I'm Jason Brown bringing you the news. For more news, well, I just told you where to go, sierrawave.net, or even more news on Facebook at Sierra Wave Media. Remember, since 1996, for nearly 30 years, we've been your local resource for news, sports, weather, culture, and the people who shape it. But most importantly, thank you for listening.